గోష్వాతిం రాధాకుండం గిరివరమహో రాధికా మాధవాసం ప్రాప్తో జస్య ప్రథిత కృపయా శ్రీ గురుం తం నతోష్మి వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహాబదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామే గౌరతిహే గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలయై కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేతకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహ కాతర్యా జుహావ పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా తర్వోభినేదో తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమానుతోస్మి తవైవాస్మి తవైవాస్మి న జీవామి త్వయా వినా ఇతి విజ్ఞాయ రాధే తం నయ మామ చరణాంతి. My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Pada Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnupad, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are explaining what are the deep mood of this chariot festival. Very, very good. For general person, outer meaning something that I told yesterday. But for the high class of devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, and so many, even Rupa Goswami was there. For them, very deep meaning. It seems from outer meaning that when Krishna instructed Radhika Rani and all the gopis that you should chant and remember and meditate me, and then you can realize my lotus feet in your hearts. By this you will come out of the worldly veil, attachment veil. So you should do. So it's same that gopis wanted this. And they told simply that now they have given a good teaching to us. From now we will meditate you and remember you. And then we will come out of the worldly well. And we will give up all kinds of attachment. This is outer meaning. But I'm telling, explaining the modes of gopis. Oh, though they are telling from upside it seems, but inner meaning, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining, hearing from home, Raghunath Das Goswami. He has noted all these things. And Raghunath Das Goswami has known everything from Swarup Damodar and Rup Goswami. So, here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling the words of Swarup Damodar, and especially Rup Goswami. They were not satisfied at all. They became angry. This anger is also a tide of love and affection. Okay? But crooked tide. So, gopis are telling that you are telling us to meditate. You send Uddhav, Baladev Prabhu also. And they told your version that meditate me. Oh, it is a fact of what?
Joke.
You are joking us. Where is our attachment to the world? Where is our family attachment? Never and never. We have forgotten who am I, where I am. Everything totally. All the senses we have forgotten. And in this, where our attachment is gone to you, always remember you. When you are in Vrindavan, how we were playing in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. Sometimes Bhandi, but sometimes in Nandagaon. Ter Kadamba we used to meet together. How glorious it was. When Srimati Radhika coming to Yashoda Bhavan, Radhika with her Sakhis, Lalita Vishakha all, in the midway, on the Ter Kadamba place, Krishna, he was milking cows, and Radha with Sakhis are coming. Oh, Lalita told that we should change our direction, we should go by that. In this way, this shooter has blocked our way. And he is milking cow, knowing that we will come. So better to be should change. Radhika told that, why fear? We will not change. Let us see what becomes. And she was coming and caught him. Milk. So tricky way that whole face was covered with milk. And all began to. So there, remembering all these things. So many past times, even Krishna cannot explain all these things with sahasra and with thousand and thousand mouths. So, we only remember these past times. We are feeling very much separation. And now you are telling that you should meditate me, my lotus feet. Great yogis they can do, like Brahma, Shankar, Sukadev they can do, Bhishma, Pitama, Nara, they can meditate. We want to forget you. Totally what we want. We don't want to remember you. Because, you are very nishtha, cruel, and jo uski bhalai ka Ungrateful. Krishna wanted to hear all these things. Now his mouth is there, like this. All the gopis are blaming me. So you are teaching us to meditate. To whom you are? We want to forget you and you are teaching us. We are not yogi. We are not Yogeshwar, like Brahma, Shankar, Bhisham Pitamah, Narada, Sukhdev and others, not like Chatur Kumar, four Kumars. We were not happy by that. You told that I am coming just tomorrow. If not, then surely I will come parso. Kal ya parso. Very appropriate word. Parso. But he never came parso. So he never returned. You never returned. You told Uddhav that, oh, tell them, pacify them that I am coming just now. Oh, only after 4 days.
3 days.
And again, but they went there and he told your version. Oh, don't be worried. Oh, Krishna is coming very soon. But never came. Tumar bakya paripati tar madhye kuti nati suni gopir aro badhe rosh. Your paripati. What? Paripati what?
Method.
Process.
No, behavior.
No.
Paripati means?
Process.
Mode of process. Mode of process. That you are telling.
Mode of expression.
Expression. We don't like. Tar madhye kuti nati. Oh, there are so many things that are not good. Kuti nati. You are telling so many ku, not goods. And nati, for those who are not favorable. You are telling so many things. Oh, you are telling that you should try to meditate me and to remember me. But you know that we always, from childhood, for a moment we cannot forget you. This is pure love. Without any gain, if you are doing bhakti in first stage, what will be there? Bhakti, pareshanubhavo, virakti, annatra, chais, etrik, kala, prapadyamanasya, jathasnuta, sutusti, pushti, khudupai. What meaning? You are okay? Not complete? Okay.
In this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is written in no uncertain terms that if someone is unconditionally surrendered to Guru and Vaishnavas, Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, and they begin the process of bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, then there must be an effect. How? Pushti tushti shuddha payonu gasam. Just as when we eat, then when we eat, we have three reactions. One reaction, there's some taste in eating. Another reaction, we get so much strength and energy. And another reaction, the hunger that we were feeling goes far away. So in the same way, if anyone will practice devotional service, having first surrendered themselves at the lotus feet of Sadguru, then there must be three reactions. First of all, bhakti. Bhakti here means their sraddha, their faith. It must grow. Ado sraddha, tathasadhu sangha. It will become nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and then prem. So their devotion must increase gradually. Their samabriti, their tendency for service, must increase day by day. Bhakti, parishanubhav. Parishanubhav means, if someone is hearing, chanting, remembering, then realization must come also. They should realize something. Who am I? Who is Krishna? What is my relationship with Krishna? A very thick sambandha must appear in their heart. And virakti. Third result is virakti. That means detachment from this world. Before, they were disturbed by material desires and many attachments. But now, They cannot feel the effects of lust and anger and greed. All of these attachments have gone far away. So if someone is actually in the line of pure bhakti, these three results must come. And if anyone is practicing a very long time and these results are not coming, then we should understand that there's some loophole. There's some fault in their practice. Just as if we eat food, but our hunger is not going, then we should think we have a very serious disease. There are some worms in our stomach and it's eating everything, so we're not getting any nutrition. And at once, we should go and surrender ourselves at the feet of a doctor who can adjust our diet and give us some medicine so that our eating will actually nourish us. So in the same way, if there's no effect from our practice, we should submit ourselves at the lotus feet of Sadhguru and pure Vaishnavas, and they will adjust our practice in such a way that the development of our bhakti, celebrity, also realization, and also detachment from this world, they will come as we go on practicing. How? Not all at once. When we eat one bite, we feel something, but not completely. So we take another bite and another, and gradually the effect of eating comes. So in the same way, if one is on the line of pure bhakti, then gradually these three effects will manifest themselves in our life.
Thank you. Also, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in first canto, first chapter, it has been told. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janate Asu Vairagyam Jnanancha Ahetukam. What meaning?
This verse in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yogam Prayojitaha. If anyone is endeavoring to render devotional service to Vasudeva, to Krishna, then automatically, without any separate endeavor, Jnanaitesu Vairagyam, knowledge that I'm not part of this material world, but I'm part and parcel of Krishna, his eternal servant, and knowledge of that world, and detachment from this world comes as an automatic byproduct to that bhakti to Vasudeva Krishna.
Thank you. Have you heard all what he and she has told? Have you heard?
Yes.
You heard? Again, have you heard all these things?
Yes.
And you? Are you falling? I think you have not heard. Try to hear and to follow. You know something, but realization should be there. Detachment must should be there. This sloka is the barometer. Oh, how much water is and how much milk? Barometer?
Lactometer.
This is a scale of bhakti. You can measure. If you are chanting, remember, hearing Harikatha, and no detachment from worldly sense gratification comes. Oh, something different. And Atma Gyan, Tattva Gyan, Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva not coming. And if not you are realizing, then also some defect. Either in Guru or in you disciples. If Guru is perfect, then all things, holes are there. If man is chanting, serving deities, can lust come? Never. Then a wish to marry and to be with family, it will be or not. What became of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Raghunath Das Goswami. You can remember him. His wife was Miss Universe. And he was very wealthy person. Well, that we want. And he was full of that thing. Among two fathers, he was one son. And even he left. Forgot everything. And what doing? Oh, taking the remnant of Jagannath, which was rotten at all, cows have left it, and rotten totally, he used to wash with water, and with little salt, he used to take. You will die. In one day, you will all die. And he used to take. So this renounce must come. And love and affection. You know how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grabbed him in the hands of Sarupa Damodar? And from there he came to Vrindavan. And he was in the hands of Rupa and Sanatana. And how he was feeling affection for them and doing. Even he is telling that I will with the family men of Vrindavan, taking only some butter milk and chattering, pattering their holy household matters. Oh, your son has been married or not? Very qualified, your son, very beautiful. Oh, why? How is your brother? How is your wife? Okay. Oh, I don't want to go from Vrindavan. This attachment to who? Or the holy places, past places, places of past times. Always hankering so much. If it is for sadhak bhakta, they are playing a role of sadhak bhakta. And what with the stays of gopis, Siddhade, Nitya Siddha, they are body of Krishna. But you cannot for your life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that you should come in process and chant. Don't see here and there. Thought in Vrindavan. First in Navadev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. You should follow him. And then always chanting. If for a moment this sight is coming to worldly things, oh, Maya is so powerful, she will attract you at once. So don't give any chance that a needle can come. Otherwise she will come out like an elephant. So gopis are telling to Krishna, hearing your statement here and there, like not intelligent persons, we are becoming angry. Deshmeti nahi jar sansar ko prahata. What meaning he has told? Deshmeti nahi jar.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, the gopis are fallen in the great ocean of separation, and they are being devoured by the timangal fish, which represent the ambition to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these timangal fish, for they are pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? The gopis do not want that liberation desired by yogis and jnanis, for they are already liberated from the ocean of material existence.
Who is explaining? Who is giving this purport?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh. There is a purport by Srila Prabhupada. The translation is...
This meaning translation is done by him?
Yes.
So he is telling for whom? He has told anywhere that you should not read all these things? Has he told? So from whom, or for whom he has written? Those who have agreed to for that. Then why we can we tell that, you should not hear the name of gopis? Never. Not like this. Those who don't Here the names of gopis, pastimes of Krishna like these. After some time they will have no rush and they will fall down. They are bound to fall down. And that is why all are falling down, top to bottom. 99% nine recurring. They are bound. This position I have told very critical. You have left your family, everything, attachment, and you are serving, chanting. But if no taste in chanting and hearing, then what will be? You are bound to cut your heads. Surely. Bhakti like a river current. It cannot be stopped. If it stopped, then water will be rotten. And if you will drink that water, you will be sick and you will die. What is the meaning? Bhakti should have a very good flow, current. Always proceeding to ocean. Krishna is ocean. To Krishna is divine. Always. If you are not following all these things, then you are telling them, oh, we are weak. Maharaj, tell me what I should do. I'm telling so much. Our Guru Bhargava has written so many things. And this is the medicine to hear and to follow. Oh, to pray this mood, when I will be fortunate that this greed will come to serve conjugal. In this way, when I will hear all these things, Gopis are telling, oh, you are telling the katha.
Story.
You are telling about well, sansarku. But where we are, in the ocean of separation, endless and deepless. We are there. And what there is going on? You know, wells, well, fishes. There are so many fishes, bigger than that, they are called timingal. They can also swallow the wells also. Oh, I've seen very, very big. But they can be swallowed by timingal. So we are in the midst of that endless ocean of separation. We want that you should be merciful. Come to Vrindavan. And there, we will satisfy your all wishes there that you want. So we are very, very for you, not for us. There is no Mother Yashoda Nandbaba there. Where? In Jagannath Puri. Or Jagannath Puri is like Dwarka. No Sridham Bhaiya, Sudham Bhaiya, Madhumangal Subal Bhaiya, they are not there. Oh, we are not there. Who will ask what you like to take? How you will be happy? There is none. So we are in this separation ocean, Maha Ocean. Oh, you should take us across this ocean, endless ocean of separation. Vrindavan. Vrindavan Govardhana Jamuna Polinaban Shei Kunje Rasadika Lila Shei Braja Janagan Mata Pita Bandhugan Bada Chitra Kemane Pasarila Big Dagdam Ridur Sadagun Sushitala Snik Siddha Karun Tumi Tomar Nahi Dosabhas Tabe Je Tomar Man Nahi Smare Braja Jan Se Amara Durdaiva Vilasa. Oh, Gopi, especially Srimati Radhika is telling. She is giving what? Unko क्या दे रही हैं? उलाहना, what meaning? उलाहना का मतलब?
She's accusing him, complaining.
Complaining him like. Do you remember Vrindavan? For a moment? Or do you remember Govardhan? In Vrindavan, we all gopis were assembled. And in Ras, when he used to be tired, sweating, coming, and with your Pitambar, he used to wash it. And when our neck,
ankle bear,
used to be fallen down, and he used to come, oh Gopis, are you tired? And then Srimati Radhika kept her hand on the shoulder of Krishna. No? Oh, this hand like here, in a crooked way, crooked eyes. As if Krishna is like a stick, pillar, and he kept his whole weight on him. And she was seeing with a crooked eyes towards Krishna. And Krishna was thinking then, today my life is successful by this pose of Radhika. Do you remember? Do you remember in Vrindavan that we defeated you in Pasakida?
Chess game.
We defeated you. And Radhika used to defeat you in any talking.
Debate.
Do you debate? And also do you remember in Govardhan? In each and every groups of Giriraj Govardhan, we used to meet with you and serving you in so many ways. Do you remember? In Radha Kunda, Jamuna Pulin, you know? Jamuna Tatachara Gopi Basanaha Rasa Rasika Kripa Maya. You should sing. Two minutes, go on. Kadamba Kananda. Only two, three, four lines. What is the meaning? Jamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasana. Always Krishna used to come on the bank of Jamuna. Why? He was so much greedy. Always remembering, what? If I will go there, surely Gopi will come there to take water from Yamuna with big, big vessels. Why they will come? Because they have promised, and I have also promised. That is called Panghat. This is a place where Krishna can meet easily with gopis. Because all are coming, all gopis. So, they are also coming. All will think that they are going to bring water. They go and they get used to give that pot in Yamuna. But they never saw that it is filled with water or not. But they used to know that our jaw, this big pitcher, is full of love and affection of Krishna. They used to tell, oh, we cannot take it on our head. Can you help? And this tricky person always, for this was ready. Oh, I am doing. And he used to. Do you remember all these things in Yamuna Tatachara? In Mansi Ganga, you remember? Oh, what kinds of place types? We always remembering this. Shai Braja Janagan. Shai Kunje Rasadi Kalila. Do you remember? In Sanket Kunja. Have you gone Sanket? Between Nandagaon and Barsana in the middle, Shankhe. Have you gone there? Do you remember there? Oh, you began to swim. And myself was on the swim. And you did, oh. So garments were going here and there and severity. And, oh, giving of the Ashji embraced Krishna. Oh, shape me, like this. Easily, Krishna was satisfied by that. Do you remember that? Krishna was hearing all this, or like this. He was hearing. Say, Braja Janagan, Brajer Janagan, Mata Pita Bandhugan, Bada Chitra Kemene Pasharila. Oh, it is very sorrowful. How you forget all your dam siddham subal madhumangal kokul bhing basanta subal madhumangal? How you forget them? Oh, your father and mother and all friends? Oh, it is very wonderful. What? That you forget all. You are like, what?
Ungrateful.
I'm very ungrateful. Your heart is
cruel-hearted,
more than thunderbolt. And they became, at that time, like so angry. And then, at once, gopis changed their mood. And this is called, somewhere, what? Bhavodaya, bhavasandhi, bhavasabalya, bhavasunidhis. For so many things, he will give all explanation. If anyone is not, they have not gone through Bhaktirasa Swami Sindhu and especially Ujjwal Nirmali, they cannot test all these things. Never and never in thousands of lives. If they have not done, the Sangha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates, they cannot know all these. And they are bound to be in the chain of birth and death, sorrows and suffering. They are bound to feel the pain of birth and death. So you should try. I have come to give this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Goswami and our Guru Parampara. So they are accusing Krishna here. In what in anger mood? If there is ugly person or teeth like this, very black, very unqualified, then if a man is telling, oh, how beautiful you are, your teeth are very beautiful, more than golden, like made of gold. Oh, your smiling of whole world will be sure. You are so qualified. What is this?
Sarcasm. Insults.
Parihas.
So, the gopis are telling, like parihas. Oh, you are very rasik. Oh, very, very rasik. You are very sweet, not cruel. Oh, all the good qualities are in you. Never, your tongue never speak lie. Never and never. It cannot be. And, oh, your hands are always controlled. They cannot do anything wrong. What is the meaning?
Taunting.
Like a?
Taunting.
Taunting. That your tongue is always controlled. How? Because it has kissed so many gopis, lakhs and lakhs. So now satisfied, perhaps. And your hands always, and feet are always going towards, oh, in the way of gopis, searching them. So touching gopis, also you have become so much
satisfied.
Pure. And your tongue also pure. Everything has been pure. So it was very sweet. Sushil. Sushil means?
Good character.
Good character. Snigdha.
Soft.
Very soft. Mild. Oh, very merciful. All these qualities are in you. But we are very unfortunate. Tabeji tumarman nahi smare brajajan. Even you are so qualified, so sweet, so
soft.
Qualified, soft, merciful even. Oh, this is our Durdaiva.
Misfortune.
This misfortune. Why? We have done something wrong in our past lives or in this life. And that is you left us. Nand Baba has also told like this. What he told? When he returned from Mathura and Krishna was in Mathura and he left Krishna and Baldev Mathura and he returned. He was weeping and weeping bitterly and telling that, oh, there was only one father and that father was who? Maharaj Dasara. In separation of Ram, he could not survive him. He told Ram, Ha Ram, Ha Ra, and he left his body. I cannot do, I'm more than cruel than thunderbolt. My heart is very
hard.
Why I could not die? I wanted to die, but I could not. So, they are telling like this. Oh, Krishna is in all way qualified. He is so mrdu, sweet, mild. But he saw that my mother, father, Nanda and Yashoda and all Brajavasi are not qualified. They cannot give me love and affection as I want. So he left us. And he went where he had love and affection. And he became faint, senseless. So gopis are in the same way telling that we are very unfortunate, unlucky, that you don't remember all, any one of. We know that we have no relation, we are not married to you. And that is why a person can give up any lady, if there is somewhat relation, love. And when married, he will give his whole mood of love to that lady. So we are not we were not married here. And that is easily you can give up us. But you cannot give up your father and mother, especially mother. Your body has been comprised of?
Your mother.
Oh, from your mother. So how you can forget your mother? Even you can give up your mother, but your body will always tell that. But we are very unfortunate. तबे जे तुम्हार मन नहीं स्मरे ब्रजजन, even you are so qualified, so sweet, so qualified, soft, merciful, even. Oh, this is our durdaiva, this misfortune. Why? We have done something wrong in our past lives or in this life. And that is you left us. Nand Baba has also told like this. What he told? When he returned from Mathura and Krishna was he was in Mathura and he left Krishna and Baldev Mathura and he returned. He was weeping and weeping bitterly and telling that, oh, there was only one father. And that father was who? Maharaj Dasa. In separation of Ram, he could not survive him. He told Ram, Ha Ram, Ha Ra, and he left his body. I cannot do. I am more than cruel than a thunderbolt. My heart is very
hard.
Why I could not die? I wanted to die, but I could not. So, they are telling like this. Oh, Krishna is in all way qualified. He is so mrdu, sweet, mild, all qualities he had. But he saw that my mother, father, Nanda and Yashoda and all Brajabas are not qualified. They cannot give me love and affection as I want. So he left us. And he went where he had love and affection. And he became faint, senseless. So gopis are in the same way telling that we are very unfortunate, unlucky. That you don't remember all, any one of. We know that we have no relation, we are not married to you. And that is why a person can give up any lady if there is somewhat relation, love. And when married, he will give his whole mode of love to that lady. So we were not married here. And that is easily you can give up us. But you cannot give up your father and mother, especially mother. Your body has been comprised of?
Your mother.
Oh, from your mother. So how you can forget your mother? Even you can give up your mother, but your body will always tell that I am my mother, Yashoda mother. Because you are made up from her blood and everything. How? But which is very strange that you left off. Oh, you know that for you, even birds are not singing. Cuckoo birds are not singing now. What doing? Only baby.
Peacocks
not dancing now. What? Very sad. Cubs not taking milk of their mother. And cow, they are going to die. They don't take any grass or anything. Yashoda mother never cooks. There is a poetry about this. Maharaj knows. What is that?
Oh,
give him. Give him. Give him. Very pathetic. And hearing this, Krishna began to weep loudly. And he was about to be senseless. The version of Radhika. Yes.
Oh, Krishna Chandra, now you are staying very far away in Madhupuri, in Mathura. But what is the condition of Vrindavan? In Vrindavan, Brajakula, Akula, Gukula, Kalarava, Kanukanu, Kurijur. All Brijvasis are feeling so much pain and distress of separation. And they're calling, Kanu, Kanu, but no answer, only echo is coming.
Kanu means Krishna. Kana, Kanu.
Oh, Kanu, where you are.
Even birds are telling, Oh, Kanu, where you are. Oh, Kanu, where you are. And all will be.
Then she's saying, Yashomati Nanda, Nanda Samavaita. Yashodamaya and Nanda Baba. They are crying so much, as if they have become blind. They cannot see anymore. Only they are sitting and crying. They have no strength.